The man responsible for Saddam Hussein's security is now a prisoner of the United States. Abid Hamid Mahmoud al-Tikriti was the number two man in the Iraqi regime. He was assigned the ace of diamonds in the deck of most wanted cards issued by the Pentagon, and he's the most senior former Saddam official to be captured thus far. Joining us now on the phone from his home in Haifa is Amatzi Baram. He is a professor of Middle East history at Israel's University of Haifa, and good of you to be with us again.
It's my pleasure, Neil.
This is a big catch.
It's an amazing catch. I thought that he would never be caught. He's a very sleek fish. He is, yes, you defined him correctly, except for Saddam Hussein himself, and more important than Saddam's two sons, Abdul Hamid Mahmoud is really number one in Iraq. He knows everything. Everything you were too shy to ask until now, you can ask now.
Well, as Saddam's presidential secretary, what exactly did he do?
Well, he was in charge of all the internal security apparatuses, and most importantly, of the SSO, Special Security Organization, in Arabic, Al-Amn Al-Khaz. This organization was in charge of security in the Iraqi security system, namely rooting out would-be traitors or unsafe operators within the Iraqi intelligence service. But no less importantly, they were in charge of Saddam Hussein's personal security and safety. And perhaps again, very importantly, they were in charge of the concealment of the weapons of mass destruction, and also the purchase of WMD technology from Europe, and maybe even from America, who knows. So this guy, he should know where Saddam is, if Saddam is still alive, that is, his sons too. But for you right now, for the coalition forces, I would say most importantly, he would know everything that is worth knowing about the whereabouts of the WMDs, and more importantly, of the library. There is, as ANSCOM, the weapons inspectors believe, a library with blueprints, all the scientific data which the Iraqis accumulated over the years, somewhere in Iraq. He would know that. He would know everything you really want to know about WMDs.
Well, in addition to those immediate concerns, and obviously finding Saddam's sons and finding the weapons of mass destruction is foremost on everybody's mind right now. But in the longer term, as we look back at the reign of Saddam Hussein, this guy would know where all the bodies are buried, no?
He would know the names of every officer in the SSO, Special Republican Guard, many officers in the Republican Guard. He will know the names of the people of whom you have to be worried, whom you have to really capture. So he can be a tremendous catch. He can tell you so much about how to stop this, maybe not all of it, but much of it, of this terrorism which is being directed against you now in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So he could, if you manage to convince him to open up his mouth, he can give you so much information and can help you clamp down on those people and pacify Iraq to a very large extent, yes.
Yeah. Obviously, we don't know the extent to that he will be willing to talk. But
No, we don't.
But as we look at the list, the 55 most wanted, the famous deck of cards, remind us, how this guy is the biggest catch so far. How many of those 55 have been caught, and are they the big fish?
Oh, I think that you got about 25 or 28 of those in the cards. I think that you got the biggest fish. The biggest fish are now in your net. But there are people from the SSO and from the Special Republican Guard and some scientists, I'm not sure, they were not on the deck of cards at all, these people. And I hope that you captured many of them as well, because had I been asked to build this list of cards, I would sift out many people to my mind who are not very important, and I'd put some other people in. So let's say you still have a few scores of senior officers to catch, but what you have done just now is remarkable. I must say this is remarkable, and I can tell you something which sort of baffles me. If a man like that couldn't escape Iraq, he was caught like that, this means that even for Saddam Hussein's escape route or escape contingency plan and so on, something went terribly, terribly wrong for him.
We'll have more on this story later today on All Things Considered. Amatzia Baram, thank you very much. He joined us on the line from his home in Haifa. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.